Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. In New York in April, authorities declared a health emergency over measles, a disease so infectious it stays in the air for 2 hours and can lead to blindness, deafness, and death. Right now, U.S. measles cases are at a 25-year high. And a global survey today confirms that it's wealthier, more developed countries where vaccine skepticism is highest. Charlie Weller is head of vaccines at the Wellcome Trust, which conducted the survey.
9 out of 10 parents globally said that they were getting their children vaccinated, and that's fantastic. But if you look at some countries and some people, they're much more sceptical and the vaccination rates are much lower. And this is where we need to focus our efforts.
So, for example, France was a country that had the least faith in vaccines. The US is also in there. And Eastern Europe, just 50% of people believe vaccines are safe. Is there any indication as to why?
I think one key element is the fact that we don't see polio, we don't see diphtheria, we don't see measles until very recently. And therefore, we kind of forget that they're an issue. We forget how devastating these diseases can be and how terrible they can be. And therefore, we become maybe a little bit complacent and forget how amazing vaccines are and the fact that vaccines have prevented so many diseases and impacted so many lives.
Do you think social media plays a role?
There is so much more information out there and there's so many different avenues that people can go to find this information. So we need to make sure that the information that's out there is accurate.
And there is a cost to all of this. Studies have estimated that it's thousands of dollars for a single case, depending on the circumstances. And in one case, $4 billion was the estimate for an outbreak in the worst case scenario. Vaccines, how much do they cost?
Much less. Not just does a vaccine protect the individual, but it can protect the community. But also if you imagine that if you're ill, you're in hospital, you're suffering and your family's looking after you, that's a whole family that isn't working potentially. Each country, each community will have different drivers. And we know with hesitancy, this can be political, it can be cultural, it can be religious. There are many different reasons. So we need to understand more.